Can one late night host change U.S. policy? I'm not talking about Jimmy Kimmel and healthcare. I'm talking about John Oliver. On Sunday, HBO's Last Week Tonight aired a 20-minute segment in which Oliver defended net neutrality, the internet rules that prevent internet service providers from favoring particular content. Last month, FCC Chairman Ajit Pai proposed the first steps to undoing those rules. So Oliver urged his viewers to reject Pai's proposal by going to the FCC's website, searching for the proposal, filling in a form, and leaving a comment.
And if you're thinking, well, look, that's just too complicated, I'm not doing it, don't worry, because that's why we bought the URL gofccyourself.com. And if you simply go there, it will land you straight on this page, where all you have to do is hit express and comment telling Ajit Pai that you specifically support strong net neutrality backed by Title II oversight of ISPs.
Well, after he directed traffic to the FCC's website, it crashed. Here to explain is our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Tony Rahm is senior editor of policy and politics for Recode. He joins us from New York. Hi, Tony.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. And before we go any further, let me ask you to do what we have to do every time we do a story about net neutrality, which is to explain what it is. 30 seconds, go.
Net neutrality is the idea that internet service providers like an AT&T or a Comcast or a Verizon have to treat all web traffic equally. So they can't slow down web pages or competing services they don't like, and they can't block them either.
And the Trump administration wants to change the net neutrality rules.
Yeah, the Trump administration is no fan of the rules put in place during President Barack Obama's term. You know, Chairman Tom Wheeler at the time wanted to treat internet providers in the same way that the FCC currently treats old school telephone companies. But Republicans then and now believe that's heavy-handed regulation and they want to start undoing it.
So when Oliver's segment first aired, the news was that the increased traffic might have caused the FCC's site to crash. But now the FCC is denying that. What do we know?
Yeah, well, we know that there was an influx of traffic. John Oliver ran his segment on Sunday night, and by the end of Monday, more than 150,000 comments had poured into the FCC. There had been 30,000 comments before that period of time. So regardless, there was an uptick in activity at the agency as folks wrote into the FCC to declare their thoughts on net neutrality. Now, whether that's Oliver or not, you know, no one can really say. And whether he took down the agency's webpage or not potentially doesn't even matter. You know, the agency says it was a cyber attack. But regardless, folks are going to continue to weigh into the FCC. Net neutrality is a very emotional debate for many internet users. And, you know, regardless as to what happened just a few days ago, folks will continue to weigh in.
And this is not the first time that something like this has happened either, right? Even with John Oliver.
Yeah, you could be forgiven for feeling a bit of deja vu right now. Chairman Tom Wheeler faced some of the same blowback when he sought to fix the FCC's net neutrality rules. At the time, a court had handed the FCC a major defeat and forced the administration back to the drawing board. And when Tom Wheeler was considering a different proposal for net neutrality, John Oliver issued a similar call to action, and thousands of folks wrote the agency. By the time the FCC had put forward its rules, about 4 million comments had flooded the FCC. It was a bit of a record for them, for this wonky telecom agency in Washington. And so Pai, as he looks to undo that work, is expecting to have the same sort of reaction from internet users going forward.
So what happens to net neutrality rules next?
That's the big question. You know, I spoke with Chairman Pai just a few days ago to get his thoughts as to what happens from here. And the takeaway from the agency is that while they do believe that there should, that, you know, internet providers should not slow down or block web content, they don't believe in the rules that Chairman Wheeler and Democrats put into place. What they ultimately choose to adopt, or whether they scrap all net neutrality rules whatsoever, is a process that will unfold over the coming months. But Pai, for right now, insists that the Obama administration approach doesn't work and something has to change.
That's Tony Rahm, senior editor of policy and politics for Recode. Tony, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.